defenseman Dmitry Kulikov joins us. Dmitry, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I appreciate it. How was quarantine? What were you doing for a week to keep your sanity and stay busy?
Not much. I'm not sure if I have any left, to be honest with you. I was good. First couple of days it was kind of nice, quiet, be by myself, and then trying to watch some TV, some shows, trying to keep myself occupied during the day. The days get kind of long.
Oh, I could imagine. So, like, are you in there? Did you have a stationary bike in your room or anything to do exercise? Like, what were you doing? Reading books, maybe? I don't even know.
Yeah, I had the workout equipment. The hotel I'm staying at, they were great and with providing me all that. I had a stationary bike. I had some dumbbells. The team wrote me some workouts to do during the day. So I was trying to spread those workouts for as long as I can during the day, so I would keep myself occupied. do one part in the morning, then one in the afternoon, then ride a bike at night.
Yeah. So now, did you binge watch any shows? Is there any shows you'd recommend that I should catch up on? Anything on Netflix, or I don't know what you were watching, but any good shows?
Not the show that I would recommend, but I just turned it on Netflix. The first recommended show that came up was the one that's called Superstore.
Is okay.
The kind of show that it's just good to have on the on TV, kind of for a background, a little bit funny.
Oh, oh
so
no!
I
you know,
watched like five seasons of that show.
That's okay. It's funny. We were actually talking about that show earlier because Connor, our producer, he used to work at Costco, which is very similar. And he said the show actually has some close semblances of to reality and how people deal with it. So it's quite funny.
Yeah, I was actually wondering that during watching that show. Like, that, how accurate is that to like the actual real life Superstore?
Yeah,
and,
well, they say kind of
like
close.
Answered the question, I guess. It's pretty accurate.
Yeah, well, according to Con Man, he said some starts. Obviously, they exaggerate on a few things. Dmitry, you've been in Canada, North America, since your junior year in 2009 with Drummondville, and obviously you speak the language incredibly well. Just your comfort level coming back to Canada, and maybe you were in Winnipeg for three seasons, so maybe it's fitting that you're going to play your first game as an Oiler with the Jets. But this is rare because usually in a season, you'll have seen some of the other teams you're going to play a few times. Is it kind of exciting now that you get out of the East where you played the same seven teams, and at least now you're going to face some new teams, whereas a lot of guys have been facing the same team all year?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that you play in the same teams every year, but I guess with the divisions now, we went to that. I can say that I was paying a lot of attention to Canadian division.
Yep.
But since, like, in quarantine, I had a lot of time to catch up and, like, watch some old games and, condensed games from the, Oilers games, some Winnipeg games as well. So, it'll be interesting. I mean, I feel like if you've seen the team a couple times in seasons and then, you're getting traded to a different team, and at least you have some kind of idea what teams are you going to be facing. So right now it's going to be a lot different, playing teams that you haven't faced all year. So I guess we'll see. The hockey is hockey everywhere, and at the NHL level, every game is important.
Well, while you're in quarantine, Edmonton played the three games, one against the Jets, two against Toronto, and Montreal. And those Montreal games were really physical. I'm sure you were kind of like getting excited watching that playoff hockey that fits your style, big physical defenseman where, it seems you can get away with a little bit more. And now you take on the Jets. You guys are battling them for home ice advantage. And Scheifele and Connor and Ehlers, and having gone up against those guys in practice, what is it about like the wingers, specifically Connor and and Ehlers that maybe you gained a real healthy respect for as a teammate. What impresses you most about those two?
Well, on the first part of your question, yeah, I watched three of the games during quarantine, and yeah, this time of year, you know, the games are exciting. You can really feel that it's a playoff type game where it's physical and the teams don't really give up much. You know, it's a really tight game. So on that part, yeah, it's exciting, you know, to be stepping in and competing in this part of the season for a team that's in the playoff position. And yeah, with Winnipeg and their wingers, Connor and Ehlers, they've, since I got to Winnipeg, they've kind of grown into, you know, a big time players. You know, Connor was in his first year. He got put in line with Wheeler and Shifley, and he really took off. You know, he has a great offensive ability, and you know, he just kind of guy that knows where the puck is going to be. Just finds the good spot always for a shot. Ehlers is really fast, and he can really skate. And it seems like this year he took his game to another level.
Oh, yeah, both dynamic players. But speaking of dynamic players, Dimitri, you played against them, but today's your first practice on the ice. You got Connor McDavid, who's, you know, at times got like the turbo jets going on, and then you got Leon Draisaitl. As a D-man, how exciting was it? You're just like, hey, this is a great challenge in practice, but I don't care if they turnstile me here because, you know, it doesn't count on the scoreboard. What is it about going against those two in practice, your first dose of it today?
They're just, you know, unbelievable players, really fast, and it just seemed like they're pushing the whole pace of practice, you know, to their level. Like everybody's trying to, you know, push their pace to match up with them. Sometimes it's, you know, really hard to do, but yeah, I feel like they're the leaders, and they're driving everybody to be better.
Dmitry Kulikov joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. Now, Dmitry, for Oilers fans who maybe don't know your game very well, you know, I got some numbers from Sports Logic. You know, all your numbers this year, you know, scream top four defenseman, right? Can blocks a ton of shots, especially on the penalty kill. Can play physical. You know, European player usually, you know, you can skate the puck, move the puck. That's decent. How do you feel about Adam Larson? I don't know how much you know about Larson. That's who you got paired up with today, but we kind of see Adam Larson and Dmitry Kulikov as very similar type of players. How do you see yourself?
That's tough to say. Like I don't like judging my own game and talking about it. I feel like just I'm striving to be the best all-around player and really be consistent. Consistency is something that, you know, makes you, you know, I guess reliable in all situations, and you know, the partners know what to expect of you. And if you, that's the sort of my, you know, bar and goal to be all around and be good in the defensive zone. And honestly, not just being a, you know, defensive defenseman, I like to move the puck and skate with it. So that, in that aspect, I guess that's how I would describe the game. And yeah, you know, obviously it's been only one practice with Lars, but you know, I've known about him for a while now. You know, he's been in Jersey and now here. So a really solid defenseman. He can also skate and move the puck, play physical. So I guess we'll see what happens. Like we're trying to, you know, talk about our game and communicate with. I mean, I'm asking him more mostly what the system is and how we're playing and what should I expect, the breakout and sort of receiving the rush and supporting each other in the defensive zone. So these kind of things. So we'll see how it goes.
Does the system in those conversations with Adam and compared to what you played in New Jersey or Winnipeg, like, is it really that different, Demetri, or is it just small little subtle differences? Because Edmonton's definitely a team that likes to attack off the rush, right? They're not a real big dump and chase team based on a lot of the numbers, but the defensive zone system, is there a drastic difference from what you played in Winnipeg or Florida, even New Jersey earlier this year, than what you think you're going to play in Edmonton?
No, it's in Winnipeg, it wasn't that much of a difference, but the beginning of this year in Jersey and the whole year, we tried something different for our team. The difference between systems in Jersey and here, they're completely different.
How was it? What was the main difference that New Jersey played compared to Winnipeg and what you're going to play here?
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to talk about their systems. I feel like teams are still trying to figure it out.
Okay. Well, what about what Jersey played? How about that? Don't tell me what Edmonton plays. Well, did you like the system you played in New Jersey, or is it a tough one, to have success in?
No, I meant about Jersey, like the system in Jersey. I mean, like in Jersey, we kind of try to pressure in all situations and, get the puck back as quick as possible. And, sometimes you can have, two defensemen in the corner. So it was a good system. Like I enjoyed playing it as a defenseman because, if you get the puck back quick and you're able to stop it somewhere in the corner, then you get out of a zone real fast.
Dmitry Kulikov joins us. So, Dmitry, having been around like 700 and whatever it is, 20 games for you on Monday, I don't think there's nerves necessarily, but you've been around new teams. How long is it going to take you to pick up this system? Is it going to be like, do you need a lot of time, or is it more so just understanding kind of maybe how Larson specifically plays so you get to understand what your partner likes to do in certain situations? Is that what takes more time than the overall system?
Yeah, I think the second is what you said. The system, most of it is just, reading off of each other and understanding what he likes. But, sometimes it just clicks and you don't even need to say it. Like, I can see what he's doing and I'm like reading off of him or vice versa. So I feel like a lot of the times it's just that.
Dmitry Kulikov joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. And, you come in at this time of the year, Dmitry. Now, I was looking at, I don't think you've ever been, you obviously went to new teams in the offseason, but you were never acquired at the trade deadline. How different is that for you? Does it feel like a new lease on life? Because obviously in New Jersey, you guys weren't going to the playoffs. And now suddenly you come to a team and you got the two leading scorers in the league and you're just like, hey, maybe we can do something here. How much of a boost of energy mentally is that for you?
Yeah, you're right. Never been traded at the deadline, so that's a new experience, and all that comes with it. You're kind of anxious for a couple of days before the deadline, and there's the rumors and this and that. But once it happens, you just kind of turn the switch and you're on to a new team. That is going to the playoffs. And that's exciting. Once you get in the playoffs, you never know what happens. In all the games I've played in your own division. So it's up for grabs for any team. So that is very exciting. And, I'm super grateful for the opportunity.
And one last one. I noticed you're going to wear jersey number 70. Any significance? Why number 70?
My number is 7. I've been that number in Florida, and then the teams that I've gone to, that number is taken. I just kind of try to pick closer to 70.
Okay, well there.
Whether it's simple. 77, 7, 70.
All right. Well, that makes sense. Hey, if you're looking now, I know you guys don't play this weekend, so maybe you got a little bit more time, or maybe you're sick of it. But if you're looking for a show, I just watched it on Netflix called Who Killed Sarah? If you know, it's kind of like a figure out who did it. It's quite good, actually. It's quite good. So you might want to check that one out.
Okay. I'll check it out. I have a lot of time on my hands.
Well, Dimitri, thanks for this. Best of luck in Edmonton. Oiler fans are excited to see what you can add to the team heading down into the playoffs.
Thanks, guys. It was really fun talking to you.